From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Chavez County Lieutenant Deputy Joel Ramirez is facing a suspected drunk driving charge for reportedly driving in from Artesia into Roswell on 285 South in the wrong lane of traffic. That was just before 2 a.m. Sunday. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington.
Right now, he will be on administrative leave, and then on Wednesday, I will have a face-to-face meeting with him, which will determine where we go from here.
As a matter of transparency, Harrington requested the Roswell Police Department to administer sobriety tests on Ramirez, a 19-year veteran of the Chavez County Sheriff's Office.
When they asked him to do the tests on the side of the road, he refused. Also, when he got to the police department, he refused to take the breath test. And with that, it makes it an aggravated DWI.
Current House Minority Whip Doreen Gallegos, a Democrat of Las Cruces, will assume the interim majority leader role after former Representative Cheryl Williams Stapleton resigned on Friday. Stapleton is being investigated by the State Attorney General's Office on possible racketeering and money laundering charges. Stapleton formerly represented Bernalillo County. Republican Minority Whip Jim Townsend of Artesia tells us how Stapleton's seat will be filled.
Bernalillo County will supply a name to the governor to fill that seat. Now, that person will be sworn in very quickly.
That person who is chosen then will serve out Stapleton's term. The Lee County Fair and Rodeo enters its fourth day. Jim Kemp, general manager of the Lee County Fairgrounds, is hoping for a great turnout for the eight-day fair.
We get between 70 and 80,000 is what we get, yeah. which is great. Lee County really supports the fair and rodeo. That is well seen with the sale. It's just tremendous what Lee County individuals and business do for the young kids.
The swine, the lambs, and the meat goats will be shown at today's livestock show. And of course, the commercial buildings will be a host to several booths, including our two MTD radio stations. The fair runs through Saturday. And at the Eddy County Fair in Artesia over the weekend, Jordan Hamill, a junior at Artesia High, won for Grand Champion Steer and Grand Champion Heifer. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.